You talk about facts. I'll give you facts. You promised beds 3 years ago. They still haven't been delivered. You promised 10,000 staff in the health service. Last year, only half of that, just above half of that, has been delivered. But the real facts are that there were 11,856 patients in the month of May in hospital trolleys. Higher than the depths of winter in January of this year, which broke all records that we've ever seen before in terms of patients in trolleys. And you're somehow normalising that, just like you've normalised homelessness. It is not acceptable. We should never, ever tolerate, whether it's our mother or grandmother or grandparents, we should never tolerate the fact that a woman is left in hospital suffering from cardiac for 24 hours on a chair. And the point I make is you have no plan. We've put forward our plan. One additional acute bed did you provide for in the last two budgets. That's why we have record numbers in trolleys. It's because of your inability as a government to deal with this crisis. You're just making it worse.
Is the situation perfect? Of course it is not. All of us get cases raised with us where there are instances that happen that are intolerable. No question about that. But when you also talk about the health outcomes in Ireland, the investment that this government is making is clear for people to see. And what's also clear to see is the lack of an alternative plan from Sinn Féin.
You don't even have a plan.
No.